USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As everyone awaits Robert Mueller's report to be released, President Trump before leaving for Mar-a-Lago Resort.
It's just a continuation of the same witch hunt. They know it, and behind closed doors, they laugh at it. It's just a continuation of the same nonsense.
The president says he's unsure when the complete report will be finished, but calls it a complete waste of time. Several of the Democratic presidential candidates are skipping APEC, the pro-Israel conference, after a progressive group called on them to boycott the event. Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination in 2020 are staying away from next week's APEC conference in what progressive groups see as a shifting sign of the political tide. There are fears Midwest flooding may only get worse as spring continues. Forecasters released their spring outlook on Thursday, and it's warning of more floods. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
An Indonesian airline is canceling a nearly $5 billion order for Boeing's 737 MAX jetliner. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
An official for Garuda Airlines saying its passengers have lost confidence in the aircraft after over 300 people died in two crashes in less than 5 months, one last October in Indonesia and one earlier this month in Ethiopia. The airline had ordered 50 of those types of planes in 2014. It had only taken delivery of one so far, but it's telling Boeing it doesn't want the other 49. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Convicted felons in Tennessee may soon have their voting rights restored thanks to a bill awaiting a full House floor vote. The proposed legislation would restore the right to vote for around 320,000 people who have felony convictions. The bill would also simplify the voter registration process for felons and remove the requirement that they be up to date on their child support payments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
In some of his most revealing comments on why he decided against running for president in 2020, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg cited his age, but he also took aim at some of the progressives in the Democratic Party.
And I've assembled a team already to go. At some point, you've got to say, look, I would be 79 years old when I took office. To start a four-year job, maybe an eight-year job at age 79 may not be the smartest thing to do. But I think if I thought I could win, I would have. I just couldn't see a path where I could get the nomination and to spend the next year and a half, 2 years of my life campaigning. But it's just not going to happen on a national level for somebody like me starting where I am, unless I was willing to change all my views and go on what CNN called an apology tour.
A majority of Americans feel that circus animals are rarely treated well and support a ban of using wild animals in circuses. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The Monmouth University poll found 54% of those surveyed would favor a law to prohibit the use of wild animals in circuses, while 34% would oppose such a law. The poll also revealed 74% of politically self-described liberals would support the prohibition. Meanwhile, the majority of Americans believe wild animals in aquariums, zoos, safari parks, and in marine parks are usually well treated. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.